Thanks for listening to this episode of Don't Be Stuck. Just a reminder, here's how this podcast works. Each day of the week, we cover one of five of the most common topics that I've learned hold us back the most from creating our own dream version of our careers. Here's how it shuffles out. On Monday, we're going to talk about limiting beliefs. It's a great inspirational episode that's going to challenge your thinking. On Tuesdays, we're going to talk about finances and financial solutions to get you moving in the right direction with your money. Wednesdays, we're going to talk all about offer ideation and how to build an intriguing, well-branded, irresistible offer for your audience. Thursdays, we're going to address content and social media. This is going to be a mix of reviewing different platforms as well as content strategy ideas and inspiration. And then at the end of the week, I'll give you one simple action step that you can take right now to move towards the business you've been dreaming of. Let's get unstuck together. Hello, friends. Happy Friday. You made it to the end of the week. Congratulations. I hope you're celebrating. I hope that Friday is a fun day for you to simplify your life and maybe zero out your inbox and really settle in for a fun, restful weekend. So today's action item is going to be very quick. It's not going to be complicated. It's not going to be hard, but it might require you to get over an emotional hurdle. That's right. I'm talking about starting your email list. I don't mean email anyone. I don't even mean add an email to your list. I just mean let's get you started and have it so that you can start collecting people's information. Now, you might think that having an email list is basically just like having another social media, but there's one caveat that makes it very, very different, and it's very important to have in mind, because with an email list, what you're doing is people are opting in to get emails from you, right? They're going to a form, they're filling out their information, they're saying, my name is this, my email is this, you may email me things. When they're following you on social, it's not really like they're giving you permission to reach out. It's just like, oh, I want to like follow along and see what you're doing. So there's much more of a buy-in that happens when people say, yes, I like you. This is my name. This is my email. Please email me. It's a big step of trust for people to sign up for an email list. We get tons of emails. I don't know about you, but my email inbox is flooded with tons of things. And I don't necessarily sign up for everybody's email list. I only sign up for email lists that I feel like I want to hear from frequently and want to learn from more in-depthly. I know a fellow entrepreneur, and a while back, she lost access to her Facebook page, which was the majority of where she, you know, brought in her leads. And she was like, shoot, they just like shut her down for no reason. There was no reason that she got shut down by her. She just lost access for like a couple of weeks. She lost out on thousands in revenue, and she realized she didn't have a place to find her people when, or for her people to find her if she wasn't relying on a social network. When it comes to emails, you're individually asking people for their permission to send them information directly to their mailbox. It's like someone signing up for like your mailer that you're going to drop off at their house. You're putting your information in their hands versus them just likely to come across you as they're scrolling through their day-to-day social media binge. So there's a sense of ownership that happens both for you as the entrepreneur telling them information, because you feel you're more likely to give them value, to give them a reason to stay on your list, than you are to just randomly post a picture of your cat or whatever. And there's a step of ownership that they've taken to say, yes, I definitely want to hear from you. I'm being proactive about asking for your support. An email list can be really the middle moment between when a person is a follower to when a person becomes a customer, right? They have already bought in with their email address. They've given you the value of their information, so that, and their, you know, permission to say, yes, please sell to me, please tell me more about what you offer. And it's more than a follow, but it's not quite a purchase yet. So it's extremely valuable. If you do not have a place for people to sign up to say, yes, please send me more information, you need one. So for today's very, very simple action step, you're going to go to www.thehigginscreative.com/flowdesk. I will also put that link in the show notes if you just want to click on it from wherever you're listening. But go to that link. It's going to give you a 50% off code, a 7-day trial where you can try out this email management software that I love. It is very user-friendly. It is very simple to send out stuff. It's beautiful. If you want it to be visually compelling, you can have visuals in there. And the women there who founded the company have done a great job of ensuring that you get the highest possible delivery rates, the highest possible open rates, and that your stuff actually gets seen by your email list. After you do that, the first thing you want to do is set up a form. Set up a form page, whether it's just inline where you're going to embed it on your website. If you don't have a website yet, that's fine. Just use the full page form, and you can just put in like to, you know, hear updates about what I'm working on or about my new business idea or whatever. It's really simple. Keep it really simple. Put your email below. That's all you're going to do. And then you're going to have that page up. And whenever you're in these conversations with people and you start to get to know your people, you can say, hey, this is kind of what I'm working on. The best way to hear from me is to go to this link, copy paste in the Zoom chat, copy paste to a text message, say, go sign up with your email so you can get updates from me. That's it. That's the action step for today. That's all I want you to worry about. Because once you start taking ownership in how you're collecting people's data versus just trying to gain followers on Instagram or Facebook or even LinkedIn, you're taking ownership. You're going to start to show up in a whole new way. Because now you own a piece of someone. You've been given the privilege of having access to them, having permission to share what you've got going on with them. And now all you have to do is shoot them an email. You can just be like, hey, I know we chatted. I know this happened. Here's what I've got, you know, going next. Here's what I'm trying to accomplish. Here's what I'm trying to create. We'll get into what to send to them in a later episode. But if you set this up now, as soon as you're ready to jump, you're going to have a list of people that are already interested, that are already bought in to what you've got going on. That's it for today. I hope you have a great weekend. If you have any questions about setting up your Flowdesk account, I'm happy to help you. On that page, you'll notice a little bit of information about why I love Flowdesk and why it's so easy. But I'm always here to help you if you've got questions. So feel free to reach out at Lila at the Higgins Creative. That's Lila with an H. Or you can find me on Instagram at Lila Higgins. That's two H's because my mom wanted to be special. I'll see you guys next week. This episode is brought to you by my brand new 2021 program. I'm calling it the Leap Accelerator, and it is for exiting corporate women who want to move from the traditional and expected corporate cookie cutter path into a profitable and purposeful business model. So you have the control, lifestyle, schedule, and freedom you've been wanting. Now I know 2021 has thrown a wrench in things, and I want to make sure that you leap with confidence. So we're going to spend a whole year together helping you match your corporate salary with your coaching business. Here's the Leap promise. We're going to help you leverage the skills you've cultivated to build a business model that fits the lifestyle that you want. We're going to help you earn money from your own offer creation and online brand. I'm going to help you accelerate your online content strategy so that the right people find you. And then we're going to propel you towards the woman, wife, mother, leader, whatever you've always wanted to be. This is the business in a box you've been looking for. Let me partner with you, and I'll be building your website and your brand and helping you manage your social media on the back end. And on the front end, I'll be teaching you how to show up as a coach with a specific skill set that you have worked so hard to build. And let's get you ready to leave your corporate job this time next year. To find out more information, go to thehigginscreative.com/leap and request a brochure. I can't wait to help you leap. Whether you're stuck in traffic, in your corporate grind, in your business, or just in life in general, this podcast is where we focus on happening to life instead of letting life happen to us. I'm your host, Lila Higgins, visibility coach, designer, wife, mom, and fan of seeing women just like you get unstuck. Join me each day as I talk about topics like money, limiting beliefs, and purpose. And at the end of the week, I'll give you one simple action step that you can take right now to move towards the business you've been dreaming of. Let's get unstuck together.